This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism is echoing worldwide, with India's multi-party delegations holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders. Parliamentarians, think tanks, media and civil society in different countries to further unmask Pakistan's cross-border terrorism. In South Africa, the all-party delegation led by NCP-SCP, Supriya Sule, advocated India's zero-tolerance policy towards cross-border terrorism. They emphasized the need to stop differentiating the terrorist and the backers, dismantling the cross-border terrorism infrastructure developed and used against India for several decades. The delegation also interacted with the Indian community in South Africa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor will extend beyond its original scope, symbolizing a lifelong commitment to national progress. Addressing the celebrations of 20 years of Gujarat urban growth story in Gandhinagar, Gujarat yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said Operation Sindoor is not merely a military initiative, but a responsibility shared by every Indian citizen. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met United States Under Secretary Jeffrey Kessler to advance cooperation in critical and emerging technologies. The two also discussed the early convening of the India-US Strategic Trade Dialogue to deepen tech and trade collaboration. In Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah has announced to establish a memorial in memory of the 26 victims of April 22nd tragic terror attack at Besaran near Pehelgam in South Kashmir's Anandnag district. Following the Jammu and Kashmir cabinet meeting held at Pehelgam yesterday, the J&K Public Works Department was directed to start the work on the memorial. The Chief Minister added the suggestions would be sought to ensure that the memorial is not only magnificent but also dignified and respectful. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to freedom fighter Vinayak Damodar Savarkar on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that Savarkar was a true son of Mother India, and even the harshest tortures of the British government could not shake his devotion towards the motherland. Mr. Modi added that the grateful nation can never forget the saga of his indomitable courage and struggle in the freedom movement.
Savarkar ji ka vyaktitva vishishtataon se bhara tha, shastra aur shastra dono ke upasak. Samvedanshil kavi hone ke saath saath ve sahasik krantikari bhi the. Kavita aur kranti dono ko saath lekar chale. Ye veer Savarkar ji the jinhone nirbhir hokar likha ki 1857 mein jo kuch bhi hua वो कोई विद्रोह नहीं था बल्कि आजादी की पहली लड़ाई।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to N.T. Rama Rao on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote that he is widely admired for his efforts to serve society and empower the poor and downtrodden. He added that Mr. N.T.R.'s cinematic works also continue to enthrall audiences and everyone is inspired by him. The SpaceX has successfully launched its Starship Super Heavy rocket on its ninth test flight from its facility near Boca Chica Beach in South Texas early today. The ninth uncrewed test launch flew further than the last two attempts that ended in explosive failure. The much-anticipated liftoff took place at 5 a.m. IST. It marks a critical milestone in SpaceX mission to develop a fully reusable heavy lift rocket system with capacity to carry humans to the moon and Mars. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB beat host Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets last night. Chasing a target of 228 runs, RCB overhauled the target in 18.4 overs. With this win, RCB secured the top 2 finish in the points table, hence advancing to the qualifier 1, where they will face Punjab Kings tomorrow. The domestic benchmark indices trading marginally lower today amid mixed global cues. Selling was seen in the FMCG and auto sectors in the early trade. Sensex was trading 204 points or 0.25% down at 81,347, while the Nifty declined 58 points or 0.23% at 24,769 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.